This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue and Steamboat Springs Police helped save 8 people from carbon monoxide poisoning Thursday. They were in a fourplex townhome rental on Aspen Way, didn't have any carbon monoxide detectors, which are required by Colorado law on each level of your home. A 46-year-old Steamboat Springs man hit and killed some cows on Highway 131 north of Oak Creek last night. Colorado State Patrol says 4 or 5 cows died in that crash. The driver was okay. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed that wounds on the calf in Jackson County Wednesday are consistent with wolf depredation. Rancher Don Gittleson is eligible for compensation if he submits a claim. CBW says discussions about whether the 2 collared wolves in Jackson County fit the definition of chronically depredating have not yet occurred. If that happens, CPW could use lethal management against those wolves. Wild Blue Gondola is officially open bottom to top as of today with a big celebration at the base this morning. The Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club Lyman Mountain Center is officially open. It's an instructional space for older Winter Sports Club kids and coaches with a workout area in the Torian Plum Building near the base. The space was donated by Linda and Les Lyman of Twin Enviro. Les Lyman used to be on the Winter Sports Club board. Santa saddling up and riding a horse over to the base of Steamboat Resort Saturday. He'll be there from 2 to 4. Then the holiday skating party is from 4 to 6 on Saturday with a Steamboat Holiday Market in the afternoon. Saturday is match day for United Way of the Yampa Valley and Steamboat Resort. United Way will be at the base also tomorrow afternoon. The ski area will match up to $5,000 raised. In more weekend fun, CNCC and Craig invites the community to a holiday party and visit from Santa. That's from 4 to 7 tonight. Also, CNCC has announced it will add a cross-country team to its roster of sports starting in the fall next year. Handel's Messiah is being performed by Yampa Valley Choral Society tonight and tomorrow, and it's sold out. Steamboat Group is hosting a produce drive benefiting Lift Up Food Bank. That's from 9 to 3 on Saturday at City Market. Shop with a Cop is Sunday. That's at Walmart in Steamboat Springs. In high school sports, the wrestling teams from Hayden, Steamboat, and Moffitt County are competing at a wrestling tournament in Grand Junction today and Saturday. Sirocco and Moffitt County girls wrestling teams competing in Greeley. In basketball, the Moffitt County boys host Middle Park. The girls are at a tournament in Basalt today and tomorrow. Bella Vanzo is a sophomore for the Bulldogs who plays JV but suits up for varsity.
I think the strong points of our team is our chemistry and how we learn different things with each other because we've gone through a lot as a team.
Partners for Youth in Moffitt County is inviting middle school and high school kids to a fifth quarter cornhole tournament. That's tonight after the game. Steamboat Sailors basketball team, they're on the road this weekend with away games against Centaurus tonight, Lewis Palmer tomorrow. Brady Adams is a senior for the Sailors.
The team's looking good. Like, we got a lot of potential. I feel like we have a really good opportunity to go down, win some games, and start off the season strong.
Steamboat Springs Alpine Ski Team, Loveland today. Craig Youth Hockey Association is hosting the annual Tis the Season Hockey Tournament today through the weekend. Finally, South Route Elementary School, they held their winter concert last night. Pictures and a video are on our Facebook page, and it was delightful. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.